This is VOA News. Kiev remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israel launched more airstrikes Tuesday on the Gaza Strip, while Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel, killing two Thai workers in a packaging plant and wounding seven more people in a continuing wave of violence that has stretched for more than a week. An Israeli attack leveled a six-story building that housed bookstores and educational centers used by the Islamic University and other colleges, leaving behind a massive amount of concrete slabs. Israel warned the building's residents ahead of time of the impending attack, forcing them to flee into the pre-dawn darkness. There were no reports of casualties. The United Nations said it had been actively involved in mediation efforts to try to end the violence. In the meantime, the UN said it was able to send dozens of fuel trucks, but no other assistance from its relief agency into Gaza. The world body has voiced concern about Israeli strikes hitting civilian infrastructure in Gaza, along with the central COVID-19 testing lab and other health facilities. Hundreds of protesters marched to the heavily guarded U.S. embassy in Indonesia's capital on Tuesday to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Waving Indonesian and Palestinian flags and signs that read "Free Palestine," demonstrators gathered along a major street in Jakarta that runs outside the embassy. Indonesia is the world's most popular Muslim-majority nation. It does not have formal diplomatic relations with Israel, and there's no Israeli embassy in the country. In Iran, meanwhile, dozens of Iranians, including women and children, rallied in Tehran on Tuesday to burn an American flag, demonstrating their support for Palestinians. Protesters gathered in Tehran's Palestine Square, waving the flags of Palestine, Iran, and Hezbollah. VOA News. Six Hong Kong pro-democracy activists have been remanded to custody after pleading guilty to their involvement in protests dating back to October 2019. District Judge Amanda Woodcock ruled in the case of the six political figures a day after they each admitted to one count of organizing an unauthorized assembly. The assembly in question took place more than 18 months ago on China's National Day. Overall, 10 opposition figures pleaded guilty, with four already in custody in separate cases, including media tycoon Jimmy Lai. Sentencing is due to take place on May 28. Following the 2019 anti-government protests, Beijing implemented a national security law in June last year in Hong Kong, limiting autonomy and making it easier for dissidents to be punished. The law carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. The Biden administration on Tuesday detailed how it wants to fund efforts to counter a wave of massive hacks and the wave of this month's Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. In a statement on Tuesday, the White House detailed the cyber element of President Joe Biden's already proposed American Jobs Plan, including $20 billion for localities to harden energy systems and $2 billion in grants for energy grids in high-risk areas. China has renewed diplomatic efforts to help facilitate a negotiated end to the conflict in Afghanistan. It's saying it's ready to hold peace negotiations between warring Afghans. Foreign Minister Wang Yi discussed peace prospects in phone conversations with his Afghan counterpart. And Mohammad Hanif Atmar and National Security Advisor Hamdallah Mohib said officials in both countries. Beijing is increasingly worried about the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan will descend the turmoil-hit neighbor into chaos and a sanctuary for Islamist militants. A viable but narrow path exists for the world to avoid the most catastrophic impacts of climate change. This, according to the International Energy Agency and a report issued on Tuesday, it includes an immediate end to new investments in oil, gas, and coal production, an end to sales of gas-powered cars by 2035, and installation of renewable energy at four times last year's pace. IEA's executive director said in a statement that climate change is perhaps the greatest challenge humankind has ever faced. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.